Well, you know, each week at this time, we read actual memos sent in by actual listeners. And, and other stuff, too. And mail, which I didn't get to open all the mail. This is thanks, Rosie. Elk View Woman, airplane wing brings recognition. Elk View Woman, 76 years later. Elsie Johns of South Wales poses with her son, Cheryl, or Cyril Johns of Charlotte, North Carolina. He founded a World War II Corsair plane made in Akron. While restoring it, John discovered the names of four Rosie the Riveters on the underside of a wing. One of these women, Kitty Strickland, was from Elk View. Well, there she is. She was a Rosie the Riveter, and he found her name written on the plane. That's cool. That's from West Virginia. Okay, thanks for sending that. All right. I really should open this probably in advance, you know, because you never know what you're getting.
White
I did
powder.
Get another. My prisoner wrote me again.
Oh, really?
Said he's getting out soon. my daughter and I discovered you in 2003 when you were coming back and forth from Iowa to Wisconsin when we were trying to find a place to move to. In 2004, we finally moved here after many trips back and forth. I can't not tell you enough how entertaining, how much fun we both enjoyed listening to your programs. You know, when you travel, some stations don't come in, so you end up channel surfing, which I would end up doing. I would come to you and my daughter would yell, "Stop," or "There's our guy." I'm serious, it was cute. As time went on, she got to know your name. Now with age, it's me who can't remember who the hell you are. Better yet, why? She wrote a letter. I haven't read a letter in so long. It seems an odd thing to. Am I writing this letter? And who am I writing to? I feel the same way, dear. I want you to know, so we're in the same boat. I want to thank you for assisting me in those long rides. Also appreciate more than you know. I know you are a very busy man, and this may not even be something you are even willing to be able to do for whatever reason. I understand, and believe me, there will be no hard feeling, that's for sure. My daughter and I have been through so much, and really no one owes neither of us a thing, that I know for sure. The cards that we have been dealt, like it or not, expect it or not, even if not our own fault, we must go on and continue, the Lord willing, that is, and give thanks for what we do have. Hopefully, both of us, but mostly my daughter. Of course, I worry about all the stuff growing up in today's society, etc. No thank you. The reason for writing you is my daughter turns 14 years old on 10/29. 2010, and I don't know if you would be able to send her a happy birthday or not. Please do not worry about it if you're not able to. Seriously, I totally understand. Really, I do. I just thought it would be something different for her to enjoy for a change, to be surprised to. If you would like her information, it's as follows. Allison Kroger, and her address here in Elkhorn. She'll be 14 on 10/29, so she's 14, huh? If you're able to do it, if you're not able to do it, don't worry about it. If you are or aren't able to do it, just really want to really thank you, whatever your name is. Have a blessed day. Thanks for the laughs. We need them, and God love you. Lynn Kroger, by the way, what do you know? Well, thank you very much, Lynn. Happy birthday to Allison Kroger in Elkhorn, Wisconsin. So, dear, have a very happy birthday. 14 is a good year, dear. You're going to like it. It's a good one because you're no longer 13, and that's really an important. No, you have a great year. Hope you have a wonderful year. All right, I have some other. I can't read all these, I guess. That sort of took up all my letter reading time. We have other things from people who emailed us. John G. Black says, I've listened to you for years. Enjoy your show. I finally had to search the net to see what you look like. I must admit that I had you pictured much plumper and much less hair, so you're looking pretty good. John G. Black, M.D., Lexington, South Carolina. Thank you. And a doctor said I'm looking all right.
That's right.
That's a good thing.
High praise.
Aaron says, I think the volcano that Amy Sedaris is talking about is the volcano marijuana vaporizer. That's my guess anyway. You know, I think that's a good guess, Aaron. Knowing Amy. I didn't know. Did you know about that volcano?
No.
The Diz says, Michael, thanks. Thank you for investing your time and wit in the Mefeld account. Oh, this is my tweet. So at Mefeld, if you want to see my tweets, they're legendary. I check it every day for new posts. It's like being beaten upside the head with a giant foam baseball bat of humor. I love it. Promise not to stop if I say when. Been a listener and fan of yours for most of these 25 years. You occasionally influence me to stay free thinking, but I won't hold that against you in a court of law. Keep rocking. Thanks, Diz. Celine Dion named her twins Nelson Eddy, and I assumed it was for the great Nelson Eddy,
yeah,
singer. But apparently, Lynn says, I saw on the website Pop Eaters, that Celine Dion named her twins Eddie for Eddie Mornay, the producer of her albums, and Nelson Mandela was the inspiration for her other son's name. I guess it's a coincidence that there was a famous singer named Nelson Eddy. So I'm a little bit disappointed, to tell you the truth.
I am too.
Not for the Nelson Mandela song. Dennis Meadows, hey, Michael, love the show. Volcano's device for turning marijuana. Okay. Marijuana into mists. Michael, based on the note on the Twin Cities here, it sure makes sense that there'd be a church conference in Neenah next to the Ground Round Grill and Bar. You know that one? Where's our Neenah guy? No? Never been? Okay. We did a whole thing about churches and bars and Neenah and Menasha. It's sociological. I don't want to get into it. On the show on Saturday, you talked about a merger between Appleton, Menasha, and Neenah. Would that be a Menasha Twa? I wish I would have thought of that.
Yeah, I could, that's a good one.
Oh, man. Where are you when I need you? And Bill says, I was amused by your mulling over the phrase, I would prefer not to, the other week. There was a woman who was at the show in Menasha, and she said, she was there without her husband, and I said, well, did you ask him if he wanted to come? And he said, I would prefer not to. And I thought, you know, guys don't talk like that. What is that? What's his problem? You know. But there's a historical reference here. It is a literary reference to a story by Herman Melville about a character who decides to take a sort of early retirement on the job by repeating this phrase to any and all who ask him to do something. The title of the story is Bartleby the Scrivener. So there you go. He was actually referring to Melville by saying that. Okay. Phone-in Christmas caroling. This is a request for more phone-in Christmas caroling at the office party. Okay, we'll try and get to that as well. Now the actual memo, sent in by an actual listener, reads as follows. It's from a senior lunch program. And there was a sign posted, actually, and it read as follows. Whoever is signing the sign-in sheet with President Obama's name needs to stop. We cannot count that meal, so we will not be reimbursed for that meal. That is considered fraud by the federal government and is not funny. Our staying open for serving meals means we need to have donations for meals served and able to be reimbursed for all meals served. Do not use false information on the sign-in sheets. What if it was President Obama stopping in for a meal? Well, thank you very much for that memo, and where can they send those memos, Jim Packer?
Send all of those memos to Thanks for the Memos, Michael Feldman, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706, or you can go to the website, whatdoyouknow, at WPR.org and post it there, or go to notmuch.com.
Okay.